Proverbs 12:7 says, "The wicked are overthrown and are not, but the house of the righteous shall stand." Every few days, someone dies that has been a part of my life in some way. Most of the time, it's not a personal acquaintance or loved one, but it's someone whose presence had some sort of effect on my life. And some may scoff at what I'm about to say, but I believe most people listening to this can identify. For example, when President Ronald Reagan passed away, even though he'd been out of public view for several years, suffering the effect of Alzheimer's disease, then he died. It just made me pause. And I couldn't help but reflect on the 1980s. After all, the man was president for nearly the entire decade. Again, when Rush Limbaugh more recently died of lung cancer, I actually hadn't listened to his program for years. But during the 1990s, I worked in an office setting most of those years and listened to, or at least heard Limbaugh's voice as background noise as he spoke from the golden EIB microphone for 3 hours a day with lots of radio commercials and several news breaks in between. So I couldn't help but be nostalgic. I still remember sitting on the floor of our family room on a late summer day in August 1977 as a seven-year-old boy about to turn 8 years old, when the TV program we were watching was interrupted by a news bulletin to report that Elvis had died. My family, we weren't like big Elvis fans really, but we had a lot of fun with the Hound Dog song. And I just remember feeling so sad when they announced that Elvis had died. And the first thing I did was, I remember wondering whether Elvis went to heaven or not. You know, I never stopped asking that same question every time someone dies. The first thing I wonder is whether or not that person is in heaven, or if they died only to lift up their eyes in hell, like the rich man of Luke 16. The fact is, we don't know for certain. There are many times that I believe I'm 99.99% sure some have gone to heaven, and some, I believe, I'm sure have gone to hell. But there's still that 0.01% that leaves a little uncertainty, because the only two people who really know the heart of that person who died is that person and God. But those who die without Jesus Christ die in their sins. They are wicked in God's sight. It doesn't matter how good they may have appeared to the rest of us. God sees their heart. And if their sins were not forgiven by faith in the gospel and washed clean by the blood of the Lamb, they stand in God's sight covered in the innumerable sins of thought, word, and deed that they ever committed, with nothing to wash such a filthy, wicked display out of God's sight. And that would be true of us all, but by faith in the gospel of Jesus Christ, as we trust in what Jesus has done for us on the cross, shedding His blood and then rising from the dead after 3 days, conquering sin and death. For that reason, and that reason alone, God does not see our sins, but sees the righteousness of His Son. We have no room for boasting, but plenty of room for giving thanks as we contemplate the truth of this proverb. The wicked are overthrown and are not, but the house of the righteous shall stand. We don't know for sure where Ronald Reagan, Rush Limbaugh, or Elvis Presley went when they died. I'd be happy to see them all in heaven. I don't wish hell on anyone, but some people have their doubts about one or more of those men. But you and I can know the answer about our own salvation. Reject Jesus Christ and His gospel for salvation, and you will be overthrown, never to be seen from again, to reside in a lake of fire. Believe on Jesus Christ and His gospel for eternal salvation, and your house shall stand and will be a mansion in the New Jerusalem that Jesus has gone to prepare. And in the meantime, do what you can to take as many sinners to heaven with you. Live your life to please Jesus Christ above all others. Don't worry about what men say, but live for the day when you stand before Jesus Christ so that He can look you in the eye and say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord."